Boise City officials are hoping to build a new stadium downtown that would be home to the city's minor league baseball team. But those opposed to the plan have launched a vocal campaign against it. Frankie Barnhill has more.
City officials have their sights set on 11 acres on the corner of Americana and Shoreline Drive for a 5,000-seat stadium, which would be the new home of the Boise Hawks baseball team. The Hawks currently play at Memorial Stadium in Garden City. The city argues the park would energize the River District neighborhood and would also be used by Boise State and the United States Soccer League, as well as for concerts and festivals. The city claims the impact of the stadium would be far-reaching, resulting in more than 1,000 jobs. But at the first open house to discuss the proposal, officials are likely to get an earful from members of the concerned Boise taxpayers. On the group's website, they point to similar projects in cities across the country that have failed and stuck taxpayers with the bill. According to the city, Boise's $3 million investment would come from the general fund, while the city's urban renewal district would pay for the bulk of the project with a 20-year bond. Officials hope to open the stadium in 2020. Tonight's public meeting is from 6 to 8 at the Boise Center West. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.